Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello and thank you again for joining us here on Truth Applied. And we're wrapping up this second privilege of salvation. The first privilege we saw was we are chosen by God according to His foreknowledge, through sanctification of the Spirit, and unto obedience. And then we've been looking at we are begotten of God according to His abundant mercy. It wasn't just a little that it took to save us. It was an abundant mercy that we are begotten again unto a lively hope, a living hope. And so today we're going to finish up this thought. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That is why we have hope. That is why or how God showed His mercy. And that is why we are begotten of God, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You know, that's why when we have doctrinal statements and we have these things, it says that we believe in the bodily resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't just He died and His spirit went to heaven. It wasn't that He swooned on the cross, that He went unconscious. He literally died to pay for our sin debt. And He literally rose from the dead to seal our justification. The Bible said that He was raised for our justification. Without Christ's resurrection, there is no forgiveness of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Christ did both of those on the cross for us. He was buried again for our transgressions and raised again that we might walk in newness of life. It is only through His resurrection that we have this living hope, that we see God's mercy, that we are begotten of God. We are reconciled to God by the death of His Son and His resurrection. The Bible says, for if, Romans 5:10, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. He is the mediator. He is the go-between. He is that one that reconciled a lost and dying world with God. And as long as He lives, we have hope. And is Christ ever going to die again? No, He's going to rule and reign and live forevermore unto the end of the age, unto the end of the world, forever and ever. We have a living hope. According to God's abundant mercy, we are begotten of God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. I'm teaching a Bible study here, and we're starting this church. And this coming up Sunday, I'm going to talk about Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I am the door of the sheep. And He said, I lay down my life and I have power to take it up again. Only God could say that. Only God could raise Himself from the dead. You know, there was other resurrections, weren't there? You know, we see it with the prophets in the Old Testament. We see Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. But who had that power? The person that was dead or God? God did. And God had the power to raise Himself from the dead. That's what sealed our salvation, the resurrection from the dead. So the second privilege of salvation is we are begotten of God. And it all is made possible by the sacrificial death and the victorious resurrection of Jesus Christ. Remember, our faith is not in vain. We are part of God's family. We have hope because Christ rose again for us.